Hey guys, you're listening to another episode of Redefining the Counterculture right here on Witten Radio. Today we've got a special group of guests for you. We're joined by the Wayfarers. Guys, how's it going?
Hey, good. How are you doing?
Hey, doing well. I can't complain at all. It's Friday, the sun is shining, and I'm looking forward to a great weekend.
Yeah, us too. The weather is beautiful today here.
Yes, it is. So I know that you guys are out in California, I believe. I'm here in Memphis, and so today it's nice here because it's not too hot. You know, normally we have a reputation for, you know, 100-degree weather and mosquitoes and stuff, but today it's, you know, it's in the 70s, and it's not too hot, not too cold, just perfect weather.
That sounds perfect. We are sweating out here. It was, like, almost 90 degrees yesterday. And fortunately, it's not humid, and we don't really have mosquitoes. But the dry heat is a pain in itself sometimes. But today we can't complain. It's like 83, feeling good. Might go on a hike.
Absolutely. So I'm super excited to talk with you guys about, you know, all the new stuff you have in the works. I know you just released Kings, and I was wondering if you could tell me a little bit about kind of like what went into this and what was kind of the story behind it. How did you guys meet? Because I know that your backgrounds are slightly different.
So I'm from North Carolina as well, but I moved out here to Los Angeles in like 2005 to do acting and music, and Anthony lived on Long Island, and we met because we had a mutual friend that also moved out here from Long Island to live in LA and pursue music, and Anthony came out to visit, and we met at a party, and at our parties out here, everyone kind of like, since we're all in the entertainment industry, it's a normal thing for us to, like, whip out some instruments and play music, and that happened one night, and Anthony and I just kind of clicked, and everyone could see it, and they were like, you guys should start a band, seriously, like, you guys, you know, vibe really well together, and we agreed, so we kind of started trying to toy with the idea of that. And then we were, like, in a long-distance band relationship for about a year after kind of agreeing to do this thing together. And then Anthony just relocated to Los Angeles January 21st.
Wow. Man, that is awesome. It's so great to hear how you guys came together, because I know, you know, for one thing that, Katie, you were also in an all-girl group, a Disney all-girl group called KSM. Not too many people know about that. Do you miss that?
I mean, I miss the great times that I had being on tour. The experience was awesome. It's probably one of the best things that I've been through in my lifetime. I totally miss it, but I'm excited to do this band because I'm now an adult and it's a little bit different because we were signed with Walt Disney Records. So things are just a little bit different. And now I'm the vocalist when in the last band I played rhythm guitar and I sang background vocals primarily. So it's cool to kind of do something a little different this time. But yeah, that was overall an awesome experience. And Anthony was actually used to be in a band called For the Foxes as well. And so he's toured actually even more than I have in other countries.
Yeah, I played a band called For the Foxes. We toured for about 5 years straight, basically. We've been around. This is cool for me because in the band, the other one, I was just a live guitar player.
Wow, that is something. That is really something. How do you guys get along together? Like, is there any times where you're just like, you know, anxious to like pull each other's, you know, hairs out? Like, how do you guys handle conflict?
We don't really conflict much.
Yeah, it's actually, we, like I said, Anthony just moved out here a month ago, so we haven't really had much of an opportunity to get into many conflicting situations, that's it. We haven't had much conflict between the two of us yet, but I know that he does get really frustrated with me when we go out to eat because I can't, I stare at a menu for like 5 hours and I get really bad anxiety over it. And he'll be like, just freaking order. But yeah, I'm sure something will arise at some point and we will be sure to let you know. We'll call you up and be like, hey, Walter, we just had a fight. This is how we dealt with it.
I'm glad you're anticipating it.
Hey, it's natural.
I want to kind of jump ahead and talk a little bit about, you know, your newest single, Kings. Tell me about this song. It really caught me from, like, the first time I listened to it. Is there, like, a story behind the song? Like, what's the meaning behind it?
For the music, I guess, like, we kind of just started with that funky bass line. We're like, oh, this is cool. We never done anything like this. And then it kind of just, like, grew, and then we grew the track, and then Katie came in and sang it.
Yeah, this song is totally different than any of the other music we have released so far, but still is cohesive in that it's still pop, it's still current, but we wanted to kind of do like a little bit of a throwback sound. So we kind of added in that disco vibe, that funky, like the sound, like kind of Bruno Mars-y style stuff, because we love him, but still keeping it our sound, which was cool and unique. But I mean, the song just in general is a very uplifting song, which is kind of how we do most of our music. We don't really have anything that's a downer. Everything up to this point has been, you know, dancey, you know, feel good music. And this still fits into that same genre. You know, the lyrics are about not holding back, letting loose and not letting anybody, like, kill your vibe, just dancing and having a good time and not really caring what anybody thinks, and just, like, taking over the world like we're going to do, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. I love your band name as well. I feel like I've heard the word before, but, like, I don't know the meaning. Tell me a little bit about the meaning behind your band name and you know, how you guys came across it.
So the definition of Wayfarers is a traveler. And since we were always traveling to see each other, I figured that was appropriate. Also, type of sunglasses by Ray-Ban.
Hence,
yeah, yeah.
If Ray-Bans are listening, hello, we named our band after you, so. Neither of us currently have a pair that are, you know, in good shape, so. But yeah, I mean, what Anthony said, like traveling back and forth was something that was not only a big obstacle for us, but also like what made us who we were for the majority of our career thus far. But also it's what we want to do. We want to travel. We want to travel the world. So it was just very fitting. And it sounds cool, let's be honest.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I wanted to also kind of talk to you a little bit about the single, going back to it. Now, I know that you guys just released a single. Are there any plans to release a full length in the near future?
I'm sorry? A what?
Maybe just like EP for now.
Yeah.
In the future, obviously, yeah, we'll put out a full length. But I think the next step is an EP.
Okay, great.
4 or 5 songs, and then six from there.
Okay, very cool. Do you guys have, like, a timeline for that, or is...
At this point in time, we don't have a set date for when we're going to release something like that. What we've kind of been doing up to this point is just releasing song by song, like one at a time. And that's been our focus, and just kind of making sure that each song is the best it can be, and we're not releasing anything that we don't feel is up to par to be a single, if that makes sense.
Because
sometimes when a band releases an EP or even a full-length album, we don't want any, like, B-side tracks that aren't really, like, single-worthy. So we've just kind of been doing it one by one, and that's worked with growing our fan base a little bit. And ultimately, we'd like to get out on tour and display these songs for anybody who will listen to them. And kind of base it off of, like, what our audience wants. Because we like to release music pretty consistently. We don't want to go too long before releasing another track and then let everybody get bored with having the same five songs to listen to before a year goes by and then we release five more, you know?
Right, absolutely, absolutely. That kind of leads it to my next question, but you touched a little bit on touring. I know with spring and summer, you know, basically being upon us, a lot of bands or musical groups, they take the time to get out and to get onto festivals or to do series of shows. Do you have anything lined up in terms of, like, any festivals that you may be playing at this summer or any shows that we should know about?
We have gotten a couple requests for stuff like that. But it's just a matter of the release of our music video, when that's going to come out, when we're ready to start promoting, you know, a full set of songs. We're going to start doing probably local shows first. And it's kind of challenging to get on some of those bigger shows. So we just want to make sure we do the right one that fits. We do have a full live band now, so it's in the works, but we don't have anything confirmed yet.
Okay, cool. So a music video for Kings sounds really, really cool. I would be, like, really surprised to see, like, the concept of what you guys have in mind. Have you guys started brainstorming for the music video?
It's already done, my friend.
What?
It is done, and we just had a final edit last night come into our inbox, and we're really excited.
We worked
with an amazing director and creative team. Drew Kirsch is his name, and his girlfriend Megan is the creative director, and they are just super talented. We had an amazing stylist, Mercedes, work on the project. So the style is really cool. It's really funky, lots of colors, lots of dancing. And I'm going to stop there.
Very nice. I'm excited. I can't wait to see it. When should our listeners keep an eye out for it? Do you guys have a release date already, or are you kind of...
There's no set release date. Maybe in, like, 2 weeks-ish.
Yeah,
We're
just going to put it out and support everybody. But, yeah, it should be within the next month or, like, 3 weeks, probably.
Maybe 3 months.
Anthony's in a hurry. He really wants to get it out.
No. I wanted to put it out this morning when we got the final. Like,
we both did. That's why I'm like, okay, Katie, shut up. Stop giving everything away.
We got to wait.
You're not going to get it out of me. You're not going to.
Okay. I wanted to talk to you guys. I know that you guys both have backgrounds in music, and you know you're no stranger to performing. But your styles are slightly different. Do you ever find it hard to create together, being that your styles are so different?
I think it's what makes it cool.
I think so too.
Different aspects and different backgrounds coming together to, like, make something, especially that's new and different.
Yeah, and then sometimes I'll throw out an idea, and Anthony will straight up be like, "Yo, that sucks," and I'm like, "What?" But it ends up making the final product a perfect blend of the two of us. It's never really so much of him or so much of me. It's a perfect combination, which is what makes our styles so cool, I think.
Very nice.
Not to brag.
I like that. Katie, do you ever miss, because I know that you have, like, some background in acting as well. Do you ever miss acting, or do you prefer music over acting?
I definitely prefer music over acting. It was my passion from the very beginning, and what happened was I was writing all this music that I had no context of. I mean, I was 12 years old, and I was writing songs about you're breaking my heart, blah, blah, blah. And nobody wants to hear that coming from a 12-year-old girl because they're like, you don't even have this experience. So the passion and the talent and the practice was all there, but it wasn't the right timing yet. So I ended up going to a convention in South Carolina and ended up getting way more callbacks for acting, which I just thought I would get, you know, like try my hands at. I wasn't really like focused on it, but I ended up getting, you know, so many callbacks from agencies for that, and I ended up just kind of falling into it. And what I realized with acting is I really, really love to work. I love to book things, but I don't really love the other stuff, like the process of practicing and going to acting classes and auditioning and stuff like that wasn't fun for me. Whereas music and practicing music and getting together just to jam with friends or, you know, going to my vocal lessons, going to my guitar lessons, all of that I really enjoyed. So that's what kind of took over. And then I auditioned for that band, and it was just like acting just went out the window.
Ah, very nice. So I know that you guys, you haven't really done a whole lot of performances as of yet. However, I know that you guys have been practicing a whole lot. For somebody that desires to see one of your shows, like once you start doing more and more performances, how would you describe your set to somebody that I guess has never seen your show?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that last part you cut out?
Oh, yeah. So I know that you guys haven't done a ton of performances because you're just forming as a group, but I know that, you know, you both have been practicing a whole lot and that you're making plans to, do some performances here in the near future. But for somebody that has never seen you guys perform, what can they expect from your set or from one of your shows?
Lots of fun. We are very energetic on stage. It's kind of like the one time where you'll actually see Anthony, like, be goofy. And as you can tell, he doesn't talk very much. But Anthony gets to let loose a little bit. We just recently found some awesome musicians to perform with us, so we're working on getting that really tight, but it's been really fun, really dancey, and yeah, we bounce around and have a good time and are jumping, and hopefully people will find it very entertaining.
Absolutely. What would you say is like the biggest takeaway that you guys want people to take from your music? I know that you know, like a lot of your music is, I guess, probably interpreted to like the listener. But is there anything, I guess, like a message or anything that you want to relay to the listener, like somebody that's listening to your music for like the very first time?
I think that personally, when I listen to it, I feel like actually, hold on, let me take that back. I feel like our music kind of relates to everybody on a very similar level, that people of all ages could relate to the same message, and that is just not to take everything so seriously, that life is meant to be fun, you're meant to be happy, you're meant to have a good time, and if that for you means, you know, dancing or rocking out and having fun with your friends, like, that's it. And not to say that you shouldn't, like, work hard, and obviously that's a part of life, too, but just to, like, let loose and relax and have a good time, because there needs to be equal room for that too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, life is way too short, and, you know, it's like we really only have this one swing at it, so it's like you might as well have some fun along the way, you know?
Exactly.
Well, guys, I wanted to ask, where can our listening audience find out more about you guys and kind of keep abreast of your current and upcoming projects?
Instagram. Our Instagram handle is just at Wayfarers. And then Spotify.
Yeah. I mean, we're active on pretty much every social media platform. So if you are more of a Twitter person, all of our stuff gets flooded to our Twitter and our Facebook as well. Instagram is probably where we do the most like day-to-day stuff. We post on our story, we post on our feed about anything that's upcoming. And yeah, I mean, I think that would probably be the easiest. And then as far as listening to our music goes, our songs are available on Spotify and iTunes, whatever floats your boat.
And Apple.
Oh, and Apple Music. And we will be releasing our music video, which will probably be up on YouTube as well. So that's an option.
Very cool. Okay. That's awesome. Are you guys available in Google Play?
I don't know.
What's a Google Play?
We have iPhones.
It's for those Android users out there. I dare say not.
You know what, Walter? You're embarrassing me. I need to go look into this now.
If you have green level, I don't want to talk to you.
No Androids allowed. Can't listen to it. No,
we don't discriminate against cell phones.
No, we don't. We love the Android and the iPhone alike, especially whichever one wants to. Whichever one wants to give us one for free. We make this joke all the time about like saying things about brands and stuff to get product placement.
Yeah.
We're not serious, and we'll take whatever.
Red Bull. Like, hey.
Anthony always says we should send them an invoice when we take a picture with, like, anything at all.
Yeah.
Wow. Like a 7-Eleven water bottle.
It couldn't hurt.
But, yeah, we'll check out that Google Play thing. I mean, I can't imagine that we're not available on there, but we will have somebody with an Android check it out.
Fair enough. Well, guys, thank you so much for joining me on today's show. I'm just honored to have you on, and I'm all out of questions, but I wanted to open the floor to you if there's anything you'd like to say to our listening audience.
Okay, well, wait, I did have one quick question, Walter. You said you're from Greenville?
Oh, no, I'm actually from Florida, but I live in Memphis now.
Memphis. Why did I think I heard? It was really, it's hard on this Bluetooth thing, but I could have sworn you said Greenville. That's why I was like, I'm from North Carolina too. Okay, sorry. You can cut that one out if you want. Memphis, Tennessee. Cool.
I guess we have some commonalities because that's a southern city as well. So,
okay. Yeah, and we've got mosquitoes there. Absolutely. Yeah, everyone go check out our song Kings. Stay tuned for the music video, and please follow us on Instagram at Wayfarers. It's WAYFARERS. And why don't you come say hi to us on there, because we will respond in a timely manner.
Sounds good to me.
Well, thanks for having us.
Thanks so much, Walter.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Guys, thank you so much. It was a pleasure to have you on.
All right.
That was we had with the Wayfarers. You can check them out. We'll put a link to their social sites in the body of this post. If you're listening to us on SoundCloud, go ahead and hit the subscribe button. We're also available on your iOS device. If you've got an Apple product of any kind, you can listen to our show by downloading the Stitcher Smart Radio app. It's available for free in the iTunes store. Download the app, search for our show name, Redefined into Counterculture. You'll hear this interview with the Wayfarers. We're also available for Android users. If you've got an Android phone of any kind, you can go to the Google Play Store and search music, search for our show name, Redefining the Counterculture, and you'll hear this interview with the Wayfarers. Lastly, if you've got a Roku television or a Roku smart TV, you can listen to us right in the comfort of your own home. We have over 200-plus hours of original content programming and interviews, all free of charge. Just go to the Roku Channel Store, search for our name, download the app. Once you download the app, you can listen and stream our show all free of charge.